Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
From the latest news and rumors around the sports world,
go Angel, Angel,
to the sound bites you need to hear,
hurry.
It's Quick Hits.
JP, I'm trying to figure this one out. Jerome Ford reportedly taking a pay cut from $3.5 million to about $1.5 million to stay with the Cleveland Browns. That pretty much, I don't want to say eliminates, but I mean, Mary Kay saying this probably spells the end of Nick Chubb in Cleveland. Did I miss where Jerome Ford was bad and deserved a pay cut?
Averaged over 5 yards a carry last year.
I mean, the guy's got...
one of the best yards per carry attempted all of the NFL.
He's got 2,000 yards from scrimmage in the last 2 years. Kind of dirty. It's kind of a dirty squeeze by the Cleveland Browns and Jerome Ford.
Well, they put him in an interesting spot, right? Because my read on it is pretty simple. It's like, hey, Jerome Ford, if you don't want to take the pay cut, then we can figure something out for you on a different team, but we'll give you opportunities and chances like you had last year if you stay with us and you make $1.75 million. And I think at this point in his career, he just kind of took the money. But if I was Jerome Ford, I think he's really talented. People are down on him, and they've always been down on him. You know me. I'm a yards per attempt guy. I care about that. And he was really good last year.
I just think he's one of those guys where like, he's not the fastest guy on every team. He's not the biggest guy on every team. But this is a guy who absolutely could be a 1,000-yard back and, like, a 1,200-yard back. I don't even like the fact that he's been kind of miscast as, like, just a change of pace back. I think he's a good running back. And I just feel bad for him.
Well, he gets labeled as almost like a home run hitter, and that's it. And that's why his yards per attempt numbers is so skewed all the time, because he just has those big-time runs, and then you see a lot of 1 or 2 yard gains. But 5.4 yards per carry last year, Nick, would have had him sixth in the NFL, right behind Jahmyr Gibbs and tied with Bucky Irving.
I mean, just why we got squeezed, Jordan? Do you really need, what is it, $1.75 million that bad, Browns? Come on now. Can we squeeze that out of somebody else who, like, doesn't do anything? Like, a quarterback who's not going to play this year? I know they can't.
Omaha! All right, new story around Henry Ruggs. So Josh Jacobs was talking to the media, and he says he still talks to Henry Ruggs, and he was saying Ruggs trains while in prison. Now, Ruggs at this point is 26 years old. He obviously pled guilty to the one count of driving under the influence resulting in the death of a 23-year-old girl. It was a felony, and he had another vehicular manslaughter charge as well. He's first up for parole August 5th of 2026.
Mm-hmm.
So it will have been over 4 years of him not playing football, but he thinks he's ready to go. And I don't think it's crazy to think that an NFL team would take a chance. Do you feel like the NFL would take a chance on Henry Ruggs right out of prison?
Yes. I mean, he'll have to do some, like, image rehabilitation, but it's the NFL. They'll do this kind of stuff. I also would like to point out, is anybody not working out in prison? Like, is there anybody not lifting weights in prison? Because I've watched a couple prison shows, and it seems like that's one of three things that happens in prison.
I don't think I would work out in prison. I think everyone okay. Everyone thinks that they would. Everyone thinks, like, oh, all I would do is work out all day. No, I'd be like Brooks. I think I would just do, like, I'd just read books all day, probably.
Yeah, but he got that because he was old. You would, for your own safety, you would need to.
My own safety? You think me working out's going to save me in prison in any sort of way?
It might give you a chance.
I'm 6'2". I've worked out in previous parts of my life. I wasn't adding much muscle anyway. Like, I'm the type of person, the only way I add muscle is if I legitimately drink enough protein to add muscle. What protein intake am I getting in prison?
I don't think I can answer that on air.
Ah, that was an awful setup. That was an awful setup.
Much like how things are going to prison, you did walk right into that.
Could not have been a worse setup for myself there.
Greg Popovich is no longer the Spurs head coach. He's transitioning to a team president role after suffering from health issues this year. There was actually a kind of recent health issue at a restaurant. Where does Greg Popovich rank in the pantheon of great basketball head coaches?
Phil Jackson 1, Greg Popovich 2.
Okay. He's got to be top 3. I just think, like, even... No, nah, I mean, Phil won with a Jerry Reinsdorf-led organization, even if he had Michael Jordan.
You're missing the Lakers years, too, though.
That's like, well, yeah, he walked into Shaq and Kobe. I mean,
you can say he walked into whatever he wanted to walk into. The man ended up with, what, 11 rings in total?
I guess Pop also walked into Tim Duncan and David Robinson.
That's a funny thing about Pop today. So there's a lot of history that's interesting with Pop. Obviously, he was in the front office, and then he was like, screw it. I've never been a head coach, and I want to be a head coach. So he made himself the head coach. But he did legitimately build up the Spurs in a way that he deserves a lot of credit.
Yeah, I mean, specifically, like, finding Manu Ginobili and Tony Parker. He always took everybody else's odds and ends and turned them into something, you know, like a guy like Gary Neal, who was just like a Euro player that turned into something real. Yeah, he's definitely top three to me. And I guess if we're just going sheer rings, you can give Phil it. If you said Greg Popovich was the greatest NBA head coach ever, it wouldn't bug me at all. Like, doing what he did in San Antonio, an organization that had never had that. I know they had Iceman. I know they had some teams before. I mean, that organization was well on its way to wasting all of David Robinson's prime when he came in and won that championship with Duncan and Robinson.
Yeah. We could probably do that debate for another 15 minutes. Steve Smith Sr. sued under what is called the home wrecker law. Okay, so he obviously was caught up in a situation a couple months ago, and the situation
caught
became
up in more than that.
Yeah, well, yeah. So he was sleeping with what the articles is calling it a Ravens band member, which is funny because that's like a wife with kids.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
And everything, but she's like part of the Ravens band.
Also, apparently a member of the NFL Network film crew at one point.
Oh, really?
She had a lot of jobs.
How about that? Well, so my only problem with this, so the guy that got cucked here, he ended up, he's the one suing for $100,000. But my problem is that he's the one that released all the stuff on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you get to sue for $100,000 when you're the one that put it out there for everyone to see?
Because he's the cuck.
I get that. I'm well aware of the dynamics at play here. But
so you think it's different because he has public shame in addition to private shame?
I think when you made it public is the part of the real distress that you're suing over the $100,000 for.
No, I think it's finding graphic text messages where Steve Smith Sr. allegedly and his and your wife were.
I think the public part of that was way worse than if he would just found that and just kept it to himself.
No, I think it's all bad. I don't think any of this is good.
Is it worth $100,000? If you're the judge, is that worth $100,000?
I know you're asking me, like, if you're the I was ju- in the you're same the judge situation.
Now. You're the judge now. Do you award him $100,000, which is what he's asking for, or do you tell Steve Smith, like, yeah, that wasn't great by you, but the distress, it doesn't warrant $100,000.
He gets $100,000.
I knew you'd give it to him. Yeah. you're gonna be one of those judges that go above the asking price.
Yeah,
you're like, this was so egregious. I give you $250,000.
You listen here, buddy. You go find a nice lady.
Omaha.
The Houston Chronicle is reporting the Texas Longhorns will pay their roster, their football roster, $35 to $40 million this year, with Arch Manning being the highest paid Longhorn. This includes $20.5 million in revenue sharing, plus the money from the Texas NIL, which will be shortly going away as revenue sharing takes over. But specific to this year, would you rather be a top college football player at Texas or a roster fodder level NFL player?
I guess it varies. What
the amenities in college are so much better.
Am I Arch Manning or am I like an offensive lineman?
You're a starter on a Texas team, so you're going to make.
Because I know the offensive linemen have like the pancake fund or whatever they call it at Texas, where like you're guaranteed. I think the number is legit, like $69,000. I don't know, but I think it's like nice. That. Yeah, exactly. I don't know. You're making so much more money. Depends on the position.
I mean, listen, they both probably make about the similar amount of money. The residuals at Texas, that's just the talent on Texas. I mean, wow.
It's a lot of money. You do get a pension in the NFL. I want to start that clock early.
I don't.
I want to start that thing going. You get lifetime money if you hit X amount of years.
There's other things I want to start going.
You just want to hang out with all the Texas co-eds.
If I was 21, yeah, yes.
But you act like the NFL swag game is empty.
It's not as innocent.
You act like it's empty and it's like the cupboard's bare.
Once you get to the NFL, it's an insidious game.
There's a lot hanging around the NFL as well.
It's just an insidious game in the NFL. Whereas in college, it's more lighthearted, right?
You got to plan out your trips more if you're in the NFL, I would imagine, right? In college, you're in Texas. You're staying at one university. Everyone comes to you.
Walk across the hall.
Yeah. Whereas in the NFL, you're like, shoot, I'm playing in Tampa this week. I got to set something up.
Like that's why the real name of the game is just find somebody in college. Because once you get out of college, I mean, you're trying to hit a fish in the middle of the ocean with a single dart. Omaha. I think that was a good analogy.
NFL uniform announcement: the league is going to unveil a basically their version of the City Edition jerseys. Beginning this year, the AFC East and the NFC West are going to kick off the four-year rollout. What they're doing with this, though, is they're going to copy what the MLB and the NBA have. This is beyond your alternate uniforms. This is a City Edition uniform. The problem here is that the Browns won't be able to have their jersey until the last year of this in 2028.
I think these things are going to be good. Now, I don't know if you mentioned this stat, but the fact that because it's built around the rivalries, you're going to have to wear it one out of every 3 years. So you have to wear it at least once in a 3-year span. I just am really worried specifically with the Browns when we finally get it. It's not going to be any good because we've seen how they try to do the unis anyways.
Well, so the Cleveland Guardian City Connect uniforms might be their best uniform they have. And I really like the land ones, the white blue ones that the Cavs have. So I'm holding out some hope, but we've seen them mess it up in different spots routinely when it comes to the City Edition jerseys.
I don't have a lot of faith they'll get it right. But maybe this will be the thing that they actually finally get new unis, like alternate unis that are
awesome.
But
do you like the idea that the NFL is now letting people do more of this, right? Like
yes.
You have more helmets than you've ever had now.
Yep.
You have more options than you've ever had. It does take away the nostalgic factor of it all, though. And I think the NFL was built on a lot of that.
I think more choices, the better. I don't know. I don't know if the Browns are going to be able to make it work. But yes, I love the multi-shell. I wish they didn't have to go through such a rigorous approval just to get different shells. The one that they might go to this year, they've been in the process of getting that approved since the white helmets were approved like 3 years ago.
Yeah, they move at a snail's pace with this stuff. But again, we don't have to worry about the jerseys for us for another 3 years.
Now then we'll still have to worry because we got to see what they look like. But that was Quick Hits. When we come back, we continue on talking about the next rung of the playoffs, the Cavs versus the Pacers with Tony East. He hosts the Locked On Pacers podcast. And we'll ask how much of a chance the folks in Indiana are giving themselves in this series. It's probably going to be better than the one we gave them earlier. Cavs in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.